Let's go through to the business news now with Kim Savage. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Now, the government's policy to boost venture capital markets to help those small startups, it's making slow progress.
Yeah, so you might recall the budget back in May, $300 million was set aside for a venture capital fund, one to be administered by the New Zealand Super Fund and dished out to companies which are trying to move out of that early startup stage. But none of that money has seen the light of day so far, it seems. And there's concern from local venture capital fund managers lining up to receive some of that money that the way the policy is written right now, a chunk of the funds might actually end up across the Tasman. Punakaiki fund manager Lance Wiggs says Australian funds have about $5 billion to play with already.
We're getting reports that they're chasing too much money, chasing too few targets. And so we do expect them to come here and start shopping for investments. And in fact, we already see that happening. So we don't really need to encourage them anymore. We can encourage them to come, but we don't need to really give them our government's money to help their managers and their investors.
And we'll hear more from Punakaiki's funds manager Lance Wiggs at 10 to 7.
Now, there have been good prices for exporters over the last year or so, haven't they? And that is now being reflected in confidence surveys.
Yes, well, apparently, according to Export New Zealand's latest survey in conjunction with logistics company DHL, half of exporters had increased their sales last year compared to the year before, and close to two-thirds are expecting increased sales this year. What it does seem to run against is those other business confidence surveys we've seen which point to falling export expectations. So the survey also shows that there's a solid core would like more help from the government and its agencies to help lift their overseas presence and marketability as well. And Export New Zealand's Executive Director Catherine Beard says that includes trade promotion and flag flying.
I think there's definitely a percentage of exporters out there that would like a bit more support to go to trade shows with other companies. And I think, you know, that's actually a great thing to see in some regards, because they're recognising that if they're there with other New Zealand companies, then they can make a bigger splash.
And more coming up from Catherine Beard later in the program.
Now, the markets, how are they going?
Wall Street started the week higher despite Boeing stocks tumbling over the MAX 737 crisis, dragging on the Dow Jones. But the Dow Jones up about 52 points, about 0.2%. Other indices have managed more substantial gains this morning. As for our own top 50 index, edged lower in yesterday's trading, falling 4 points to 11,063. And the New Zealand dollar trading at 64 US cents and 93.1 Australian. And I'll be back with more business news from 10 to 7.